The Board of Supervisors will honor Sergeant Jason Daniels and Deputy Sheriff Mark Peterson at today's meeting. Sergeant Daniels and Deputy Peterson responded to a report of a possible suicidal person on the Willow Creek Bridge on April 12th. Passing motorist had called 911, and when deputies reached the scene, they contacted a 21-year-old female who was threatening to jump while sitting on a ledge on the east side of the bridge more than 75 feet above Willow Creek. Deputy Peterson initiated contact with the woman, who told him she was a mother of two and married, and she wanted to jump. Sergeant Daniels, a trained crisis negotiator, arrived on scene, and for the next 90 minutes, the two men talked with the woman, until the moment that she leaned close enough so that Sergeant Daniels could grab her and pull her to safety. The supervisors issued proclamations honoring Peterson and Daniels for their heroic efforts in a time of crisis. And the supervisors will also recognize and proclaim this week National Crime Victims Awareness Week. The board will recognize the DA's Office of Victim Witness and the work they have done in supporting the victims of crime over the past 30 years. And then District Attorney's Office and the DA's Office of Victims Witnesses will host a candlelight vigil on Thursday, the 25th, at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center from 6 until 7:30. The annual candlelight vigil is held to honor the victims of crime and to remind them of the support that they have in the local community. This week marks National Crime Victims Rights Week, and this is the 6th annual vigil held locally. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team responded to a report of a stolen car parked at a motel in the 4000 block of Broadway last week. While investigating the suspected stolen vehicle, officers contacted and arrested 32-year-old Robert Tyson, 31-year-old Casey Hunter, and 28-year-old Daniel Silva on charges unrelated to the stolen car. A search of the motel room, which was registered in Tyson's name, turned up more than 32 grams of heroin, 63 grams of methamphetamine, processed marijuana along with hash, and numerous pieces of suspected stolen electronic equipment. All three were booked into county jail on possession, possession for sale, and possession of stolen property charges. That stolen vehicle was towed away and is stored in a local tow yard. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The issue of transients in communities up and down the North Coast is not relegated to just the population centers. With the announcement by the City of Eureka that it will clear out encampments near the Bayshore Mall over the coming weeks, the issue of where people live when they have no place to go jumps back to the front page. But the county has to deal with the transient population as well. And as the weather warms up, that will mean more transients moving through or making camp in Humboldt County. Sheriff Mike Downey deals with the situation by beefing up deputy patrols in areas where transients gather.
So what I try to do, is, especially during the summer months, the higher peak times, is I try to do some operational periods. We've done it more in Garberville, a few times in Willow Creek, where we put a number of officers downtown.
Downey went on to point out that it's less a law enforcement activity than it is one of public assistance.
But our stance is not to be heavy-handed, but our stance is to offer assistance. Can I help you with something? When you have a presence like that, those that are doing things that are not, say, in the norm of society for that area, they tend to move on.
Eureka city leaders point to the illegal encampments within city limits as a public nuisance that directly affects the quality of life for residents. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.